Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Wandering Menagerie D&D podcast.
It's been a while.
It's been a couple weeks.
It's been a while.
We're finally back.
Some the of council more has formed others. Again.
But we are going to play and hopefully remember what we did. However, I do slightly remember.
I remember. I'm passed out.
Yeah, the party went to the Lady Luck Casino, began gambling. I remember that Ning Shan, in fact, went on a winning streak.
Yeah, that's right!
Noam and gambling. Victoria, posing as semi-nobility, just rich aristocratic types, decided to get themselves kidnapped. They were led into a back room where Victoria was drugged and Noam tried her hardest to be drugged. Tried her absolute hardest and failed.
She worked so hard.
I didn't fail. Oh, yeah, I failed.
You did?
Yeah, you kept... You were passing. That counts as failing if you're trying.
Yeah.
But after that, after Victoria had fallen fully asleep and Noam had pretended to fall asleep, be under the effects of said drug, a masked man made his way out from behind the painting and began to tie the two of you up. At this point, Haskell ran into the Lady Luck Casino, looked at Christopher and Juby, the rest of the crew in there, and just kind of yelled at you all like, they're getting kidnapped. Go. And that is where we pick up in this session with you all.
Alright.
Being on this map and rolling initiative, please.
I didn't even get to cash out. Stick, oh, and this is twisted.
You weren't playing with chips, you were playing with straight gold. You have your money.
Oh, okay, thank God.
Good for you. You worked hard for that.
Thank you. Wait, fuck, how much gold did I win?
Thank you.
You're gonna have to go back and rewatch.
Because
I don't have that in mind.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I rewatched and assign myself an arbitrary number.
Just do 20. I'm pretty sure that's what you want. Fine.
That makes sense.
Hey, with the music. Hold on.
What do you mean? Kidnapping is a very cheesy situation.
I'll put this up for now.
Haskell, Willow, and Osvaga are all over here.
Oh, shit.
I mean, shit.
It's getting crazy in here.
Juby, are you gonna put yourself down at all?
Yeah, I had to get the music.
Access to token thing.
I mean, do I even roll initiative? I don't think I do.
No, you are knocked out. You are not a part
cool.
of this.
Cool. Cool. I'm just gonna sit here and look pretty then.
You're a spectator.
Access to token thing.
Really? I didn't give you the access too? That's weird. I don't usually have to do that, do I?
Yeah.
It's been too long.
Talon has never been able to control.
I wish I knew why. Yeah. I wish I knew.
We've been working for 2 campaigns on it and we still haven't figured it out.
3
That's like 2 years.
3 campaigns.
3. Oh, yeah. You're right, it's been 3.
We have the
Do
one
we
want didn't to
record.
Us...
Yeah, yeah. The one Do we also want to include the like the small ones that never really took off?
That's okay.
No. I'm not gonna count those because not everyone here was there for them.
Yeah, RIP villains.
RIP villains. I'll miss you, Farmer.
Have villains? Never had villains? We wouldn't have our campaigns.
Honestly. Sure. It's night.
Yo, why didn't someone play conductor? That would have been. I'm sorry.
No!
Foreshadowing!
No.
Okay. There's Noam, Juby, Ling Shan, Christopher. Perfect.
So anyway, I started blasting.
Yeah.
Wish.
Noam, it is your turn. As this masked figure makes his way in, his kind of dark cloak, raven feathers, his bird-like mask. And he just starts to tie up Victoria.
So I'm not tied up yet?
No, you are not.
We need him alive. So I'm gonna snap out and try and grapple him.
Okay. So as he is tying up Victoria, you just open your eyes, look up to him, and you are going to go for the tackle. Go ahead and give me a athletics or acrobatics check for that.
Athletics, because it makes sense.
Nat 20. As you go up to begin grappling him, he kind of looks your way, looks shocked as much as he can in a plague doctor's mask, and just kind of sidesteps and pushes you back onto the floor, just leaving you prone.
Okay. Can I bounce back up?
Yep, half your movement.
And that's all I'm gonna do, but I'm also gonna pull out my dagger. That's all she's got currently.
Yeah, you pull out your dagger. This guy is gonna look a bit frazzled. Christopher, it's your turn.
He will first yell out to who called it out? Who said, like, oh, they're getting kidnapped now?
Haskell. So you see Haskell, like, hands on head, eyes closed, running, like Willow is holding her hand, leading her through the casino.
Yeah, Christopher, she's just like, screaming frantically.
Go get her!
He'll frantically yell out, where?
Back room. Final room. Man came out of painting. Go get
her. Final room, got it. Sprints. I'm gonna use my action dash. Get to the entrance here. Then move 20 feet towards the A. The final room. And that will end my turn.
Perfect. Ling Shan, it is your turn.
Fire emoji. Hold on, I lost my tab. Give me a second, please.
One. Funny joke.
So funny. How do you do it?
Years of experience. Just DM and you'll be funny as well.
So true. I go here? Okay. I don't remember where the 30 mark was.
Funny, I ran a Thirsty Sword Lesbians one shot.
Huh?
I'm funny, I ran a Thirsty Sword Lesbians one shot.
Oh, that's 30, I'll go there.
Perfect, thank you. you didn't run it with us though, you said you were and you didn't.
True.
That wasn't cool enough.
So if anyone wants to see an episode of Thirsty Sword Lesbians,
comment down below.
Yeah, comment on our Instagram.
It's probably happening whether you like it or not.
Hell yeah.
Okay, Ling Shan, is that all you can do? Or?
Yeah.
Juby?
I was wondering when this is gonna happen, and just gotta start following Chris. What, you know, while sprint over here. I gotta turn the corner. Just running as fast as the legs take him, like right to the right of Chris against the wall.
Got it.
Quickly catching up to him. That'll be your turn.
Perfect. At this point, it is actually the masked assailant's turn. He's going to pull out a dagger as well and try to stab you, Noam.
Okay.
Does a 16 hit?
Yep. Gil has no armor on.
That is 4 points of damage, and I need a constitution saving throw.
Ooh, good thing I'm good at those.
Yay!
22, you are completely fine. Okay.
Poison dagger.
It is your turn again, Noam.
Okay, how big is the room?
I believe it's only 15 by 20 feet.
Tall. How high?
How high? It's a very small back room, probably only 10 foot.
She's currently 5 foot. That's pushing it. Okay, I'm gonna use Giant's Might, but however, because the room's not big enough, she's only just going to get the increase to her strength and all that.
Is that specifically how the spell reads, or?
That is how it works. I can drop it if you like.
Please do, because I know some of them you just kind of grow to fill. Okay. So you do, you don't, yeah, you do lack the size to become large. So yes, you will just stay the same size.
And I'm gonna stab a bitch.
Okay. 17 hits. 17.
So he takes 12 points of damage. I am level 5. I get to stab a bitch again.
Oh, he's dead.
Oh.
Ow. Can I make it non-lethal then?
Too late.
Oh, yeah, it's too late.
Been often?
Daisy.
Yeah, you go to stab him, trying to kind of maybe stab him in the shoulder non-lethally, find a way to get him down. He is much more inexperienced than you think. As he kind of goes to try to parry it, he just forces it right to his neck. And then you just hear this gurgling as he falls.
With the rest, can I wake up Victoria? Cut Victoria's ropes free.
Yeah, you take an action to wake up Victoria, because combat is currently over. As the three of you and the three NPCs just begin to run down the hallway to the room. You three will reach it first.
Has the curtain closed?
The door is closed, yes.
Breaking that bitch down.
Damn.
Strength check. Yeah, that's enough. So, Noam, Victoria, as you are kind of getting up from this day's state, Victoria, you just remember being in the room, passing out, all of a sudden Noam standing in front of you, covered in blood, shaking you awake.
Did we win? Did I do good?
And then, bang, as Christopher just comes through the door.
Ah!
Noam will just raise a dagger up as the door bangs. Just like combat ready.
I know you.
Yes. You get him?
Unfortunately, killed him.
We need the information. You know that, right?
Hey! She's doing her best!
Well, he's still dead.
Whatever. You two are safe, right?
I feel great.
I don't believe that.
He came out of the painting.
Let's check the painting. Let's check the guy first. So I'll take off his doctor's mask.
You take off his plague doctor's mask, and there is a slightly older, scraggly beard, probably slightly graying hair human.
Oh.
Are the clothes underneath the robes he is currently wearing?
There are, yes.
Okay. Are they a work uniform or their commoner's clothes?
It seems to be a very dirty work uniform.
Got it. Okay. I'll check his pockets.
Was anyone else expecting a bit more, normal?
Normal?
Less normal? Sorry. That's just a guy.
Yeah.
You do in fact find a key in his pocket.
Hey, cool.
You did so good. No.
I ripped my dress.
Did I help?
Yeah.
Okay.
Great action.
How'd you fight back? Like, why were you knocked out? Why weren't you? Did you just get snuck up on? How did that?
That drink was a lot stronger than I thought it was.
I warned you. There was
drugs in the drink, and then I heard chanting, and Victoria passed out.
I forgot you were under the effect of a sleep spell. It's been too long.
So would I be able to have been woken up?
Yes. It just takes an action to wake someone up from sleep. Yeah.
You did try to warn me that it was drugged.
I thought I
could take it.
No, I'm still got the drink. She's just gonna drink it.
Girl, put it down.
You want a con save, Matt?
Yes, please, if you're gonna drink it.
I want you to succeed so hard.
Nat 20. Nat 20, 26. Yeah, that's...
Chris just... goes from, like, glaring at...
Go on.
Chris goes from, like, just glaring at Victoria, just seeing, you know, I'm just down it, like...
You know, you're really good at that.
Apparently.
Is this they call a heavyweight?
Maybe.
This is what they call a heavyweight.
I'm gonna look behind the painting.
Yes, you kind of... How do you look behind the painting? You just kind of give it a little lift
up.
Gonna
walk in there.
Got it. So, yep. It's actually probably the perfect height for you. Anyone taller would have to crouch, but there is just a... small kind of crawl space that's been built into the building's walls.
Should we follow that?
Yes.
Okay. Anyone down in here?
Let's go!
Whoa. Can we do something about, you know, the drugged?
I'm fine.
I don't think so.
Get him to Willow and, you know, Osbarak. Maybe something... Maybe Spark can do something.
At this point, Willow, Osvago, and Haskell will all kind of show up in the room.
Osvago.
Oh my god, it's Osvago!
Osvago kind of looks to... Mostly, you know, there's a little bit of a distasteful look he gives you, but still. Do you need any healing? Are you okay?
Nah, it's me a scratch, but Victoria's... need some...
I want to help!
Clarification stuff, I don't know.
Something to clear the mind.
If there's something with poison, sadly I can't do anything.
Damn! Shit.
That's not in my wheelhouse, of course.
Who's wheelhouse? Where's Link Shot?
I think he's still down the hallway.
Sorry, I got tired midway fight chat.
Link Shot.
Oh, I'm here. Glad to see you guys are both alive and intact.
Do you have anything poison?
Yeah. There.
So,
yes, I don't want to get sent back to Ophelia.
You are not in really the best condition to go spelunking in the walls.
That's why we're asking Ling Shan. You have anything?
I don't think I got anything.
This is the worst day of my life.
Well, I'm sure it could be worse. You could be, like, dead.
Yeah, that's a very... Yeah.
Yeah, like,
and
yeah.
Now I'm being told how to feel.
Well, no.
Okay, so, like, what? Are we just gonna... Are we gonna send Victoria back to Ophelia? Are we gonna have Vespago watch over? Or
I can do it.
I personally think we shouldn't send her back to Ophelia, not because she'll get in trouble, because this all happened on the job. It's more like she's still a target.
I can do this.
And probably staying here with one other person's probably not good. She's probably safest to come with us.
I'm gonna look at the wall. How dark is it?
You have dark vision anyway, so it's fine.
All right.
Yeah, everyone has dark vision, no matter what.
You're not getting rid of me.
All right, fine. Let's just all go on the wall.
Okay, can you stand back, please?
Okay.
Don't do that.
She probably shouldn't stay in the far back. She probably should be in the middle so she can be protected.
In the middle.
I'm totally the best person in front, and I'm the smallest, so.
Sure. I'll be in the far back.
Middle. Let's go. Yep. I wanna go. I can't control myself. What's going on?
Oh.
The drug is taking effect.
Haha! It's because it wasn't mine.
That's what? Weird, because I can control myself.
Do we want to go left or right?
Left sounds good. Because right can't be right.
Kind of logic is like, I'll just go that direction. Start moving. We're just gonna pile in the wall.
Yep.
Get you all pile into this cramped, dingy back wall of a bar, and you are going left?
Yeah.
Yes.
Very quickly, Barry, you are led to what seems to be another hole in the wall, kind of dug out hastily, and then there seems to be a large kind of wooden board put in front of you.
Can I just push it back and like it falls forward, or
you go to push it, it falls forward, and you are now looking outside in the back of the Lady Luck Inn.
Clever. Oh, wait, not his voice. Clever.
Yes, there seems to be kind of some trash and stuff that has been moved out of the way, but yeah, you are at the secret entrance of the Lady Luck Inn.
The inside job was an outside job. Just gonna walk outside, look around.
In the inside job, who got the poison in the drinks?
Me.
This is just how they were trying to get people out.
Yeah. Maybe we should go back in and go right.
Okay.
Maybe. Yep. Let's go check out the right side.
Because if they just took us out into the street, that'd be... It's daytime. It's nighttime. People would see.
Yeah, let's just follow their path and see where they're going to take.
So you all are currently going to the right path now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Considering it's kind of less of letting each other through, just someone else will have to take the lead. Who was leading up the back of the march?
Heyo.
Chris.
Okay, so Christopher, you turn around and begin heading back to the other direction. A lot of the same dingy, dirty, just kind of musty hole.
Oh.
You very quickly, after you pass the painting in Victoria and Noam's room, come to another painting that has little holes in the eyes so you can see through it.
I'll peer through them to see what they say, or what they do.
You peer through it, and you see simply another waiting room like Victoria Noam was. Except it is the one right here.
Okay, so it's...
currently no one in use.
Got it. So there's just more... I'm assuming you continue down the line, it's the same thing?
Yes.
Okay, is there anything more past these rooms?
No.
Okay, so is it just, is there any equipment left behind or anything left by these paintings?
Left behind the paintings? You probably find, like crow and raven feathers, like, scattering over the floor, but nothing big.
Mm-hmm. Nothing?
Nothing.
Let's go check out the exit. Maybe we can find something in the surrounding area.
Sure. Let me just start heading back your way.
Yep. And make our way back for the exit. Once there, can look around like the trash and the just the general area, feathers, you know, track marks.
Yes. So, at the current moment, give me a survival check. Actually.
Oh, survival check. Oh, shit, that's a 9.
Okay. Pretty easily. You see foot tracks, a lot of them, coming every which way. It seems like there is quite a bit of foot traffic through here.
Ah, it's a frequent passageway, dang. What are we gonna... Anyone else can make heads and tails of this?
What do you mean?
I don't know, this is pretty clever. What if they just fly?
Looks like it. We have...
why would they just fly? Here.
Would I be aware of any races that could, you know, do this? Especially with the raven feathers.
I mean, of races that you know that can fly, Aarakocra. But from what you know, most Aarakocra are the icy Aarakocra that are mostly allied with... I'm forgetting the name. Alzac.
Yeah. Would the black feathers be a better giveaway to who?
No. So looking at the black feathers,
yeah,
you can surmise that they're probably just from this dude's costume.
Okay.
Like the guy who was trying to kidnap them had a long cloak that seemed to have been put together with these black feathers all over them.
Mm-hmm. Right. Did that guy have, like, no letters on him?
All I got was, well, a key.
Key?
I showed up to the party as well.
Ooh. Maybe go somewhere in the main part?
Do you think it opens a nearby building?
Maybe.
What if they, like, drag people from the hole and into, like, a building, like, immediately?
Who was the closest building to this one?
The closest buildings would technically be the other casinos.
Fuck.
Oh my god, they're all involved.
Actually, do we want to see the other casinos? Do they have something similar like this?
I don't know. Do we really want to continue, you know, this idea?
I had to take care of it.
I mean, what if, because like they mainly like check around like the district, right? Wouldn't it be like when they have more walls like this, maybe we could find one of them during the job.
Random question.
Yes.
How long has one of my icy constructs lasted? What is the longest I've allowed it or been able to keep it lasting for? Do you recall, or do we want to just make it up a number?
What's your constitution?
My constitution is currently 18, so plus 4.
5 hours.
Got it. I was gonna see if I wanted to make more copies of this key and hand it to everybody in case, you know. We wanted to try it, but I don't really see the point right now.
If we find a blacksmith shop, I could probably make copies.
You can do that?
You can do that?
Yes, I am proficient with blacksmithing tools.
Oh.
Nerd.
It's weird.
Fun surprise.
It's cool.
So, do we just want to check around? What is the move here? Do we go back to Ophelia and report this?
Hold on. I'm gonna go back inside and actually climb through that painting and grab the guy.
Okay. You go in, grab the dead body.
Yeah, and I'm gonna carry him out the front door.
Hey, Chris?
Yeah. Of the casino?
Yep.
No one seems to have stopped you, because after Haskell had come in and, like, screamed, people had just started panicking, running, and it seems like a lot of the casino staff have fled as well. Well, leaving just a couple people looking around, just watching you carry this guy out.
Just walking by, he's drunk.
But
he is drunk.
But no one will walk up or even attempt to stop Christopher.
The lie worked.
I don't think they care.
Yeah, fair enough. Let's go bring the dead guy to Ophelia.
Look at Ophelia. Him. He's so strong. Let's go.
Okay. So you're just gonna start carrying the dead guy back to the inn?
Yeah, he's gonna just carry him in.
Can we make it look like he's drunk?
Cover him up.
Kendra has a hole in his neck.
Yeah, we could just cover him up more, sure.
Yeah, maybe just like put my hat on him right there.
Like a little scarf across his neck.
I can't pretend it. I don't really have a scarf.
Chris throws his like old used shirt over him.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, he just looks drunk and not dead.
Wipe away a little bit of the blood, and we're good.
At this point, it's mostly just carrying around a pile of laundry.
Ha ha! It's the best work yet.
Yeah.
Alright, somebody get the door for me.
Do we open the door?
So, alright, Chris will step through and not say a word as he starts heading back up to Ophelia's tent.
You start heading back up to Ophelia's room. The rest of you are following, I'm assuming?
Yep.
Got it. The rest of you will follow him up. You see the Dragonborn barkeep kind of shoot you guys a glance as you come in, quickly look away.
Don't mind it.
He's drunk.
Eh, he's drunk.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry. Go back to your work, citizen.
She's drunk too.
She's also drunk.
I might be.
Just get in there, bro. Just get him.
He is not paying attention. Just looks away as fast as he can.
Chris was just running. Or Chris wasn't saying anything to anybody.
I did that.
I think you made it worse.
No, I didn't.
Knock, knock, knock. Ophelia.
You knock on the door, there is no answer.
Oh, yeah, she was going to the mayor.
Oh, was she?
Yeah.
Okay, do we just... Do we want to put the body here and I can go and notify Philly of this, or?
Hey, whatever. The reason I'm bringing his body is I want him identified. That's all.
Yeah.
I want to know who this guy is and why he tried to kill, you know, kidnap and kill my friends.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Alright.
I'm just gonna, go fly over there real quick.
Okay.
I want my hat back. I'm just gonna take the hat off.
You fly over to the mayor's house, the mayor's estate. You get a lot of looks as you fly above the town. The sound of your wings just absolutely alerting everybody.
I'm just gonna wave at them as I'm flying.
You see a couple people who are confused wave back.
I absolutely know that I feel like I can hear the buzzing from us from inside the house. I'm going.
Yep. You make your way to the outside of the mayor's house. The kind of city guard on duty will look up to you. Yes, sir. Can you please land?
Hey. Yeah. So I'm over here just looking for Commander Philia.
There was no one here by that name at the moment.
Right. Sergeant? Sap Sergeant Ophelia?
It doesn't matter the rank, there is no Ophelia here at the moment, sir.
Okay, not at the inn. Not here. Where's the mayor?
She is also not here, sir.
Any idea where?
No, sir, I am not paid to know that.
You should be. All right. Okay. Thank you. I'm just gonna go again. Yeah.
Could we ask you to walk, as to not cause a disturbance?
Are you gonna land? Did you hear that in the distance?
You see the guard breathe a sigh of relief and just go back to his guarding duty, talking to the other dude.
That's some people. No, and I was gonna change his pace to double time it, just running back.
Got it. You double time back to the bar. Question. Are you guys just sitting out in the hallway right now?
I'm waiting for Ophelia.
We'll be sitting in the room.
Perfect. You all sit in the same room in Ophelia's room. Waiting. It takes Juby probably, since he's basically double timing it, good 45 minutes to go there and back. Come meet you all again.
Hey!
I'm feeling better yet. How strong was that drug?
You took multiple drinks, didn't you?
Yeah!
You're not feeling better yet.
We are waiting
that time,
for
Nom's gonna change and put her armor back on.
Yep.
Okay, so bad news. Philly's not there.
What?
Mary's not there.
Oh.
And the guard's not paid to know where they are.
Why?
So we're stuck?
Yep.
Where is she?
We're gonna look at the door real quick and make sure it's closed. We're stuck with the dead body in the room.
Learn how to track people.
Anywhere.
Do we just, like, kind of wait?
Ophelia is?
I don't know. An inkling?
I have a feeling we could ask Hasgo, but I don't know if she would be willing to, because...
Isn't that, like, a whole thing or not? Scrying Ophelia?
Hasgo will kind of look up. I was asked not to scry on Ophelia. Also, Ophelia at the mayor's house was out of my range. And I can't focus on multiple places at once, and I was focusing on you guys.
You're okay. Doing great, Hasgo. Don't worry. Ophelia?
And the mayor.
Oh, shoot.
I didn't see any signs of disturbance. The mayor could
still be on it.
I'm gonna pick up Mochi. Mochi. Do you know how to trick?
Wait.
Why are you talking to him?
Hush. She has an answer.
Mochi will kind of shake her head up and down.
What the?
Oh my god, you know how to trick?
Oh gosh, what was Mochi's voice?
Oh god, what was it?
Like, Western.
Was it wasn't.
It was
Western.
A higher pitch.
I know it was higher pitched. I don't know, I'm just gonna go with something like this for now.
Okay.
Yes, Victoria, I can track someone.
Can you track Ophelia, Flirty, please?
I can, yes.
Oh my god, I love you! I'm gonna give so many kisses on Mochi's face.
You do. And Mochi will kind of look to you, look at you. Do you have something?
Okay, sniff.
Her clothes would be in this room.
That's true.
Or one of the rooms.
Which bed did Ophelia sleep on? I can't remember.
That one.
This one. Mochi, sniff.
I slept on that one, and I slept under the table.
Mochi, smell the bed.
Mochi will start sniffing the table. Not the table, sorry, the bed.
Okay.
The bed.
Now, go!
Do we want to send her with a note?
Well, I was gonna follow her.
Yeah, I thought we were just gonna follow.
Mochi will look to you, Victoria. It would be easier if you were to pick me up.
Oh, okay, come on. I'm just gonna hold her in front of me. Okay, just tell me where to go.
Forward!
Follow Victoria!
Forward!
Are we gonna bring the body or are we gonna leave it here?
Oh, I like that. Actually, good idea. I'm just gonna, like, fashion it, like, in the blankets and, like, sleep, you know, make it look sleeping.
Yeah.
Leave it here, lock the door.
Yep. Okay, lock the door, yep.
Alright.
Good night, Frank! How's that gonna leave?
I just zoned out what happened.
We're following Mochi to Ophelia, let's go!
We're gonna find her!
Oh, shit.
I take off.
Are we just running?
I would run out of the inn and then stop and be like, I ain't fucking running. Let's go.
Why did you run in the first place?
I thought it'd be cool.
Yeah, we all pumped up, but now we're just walking.
I hope you feel.
I'll walk a little faster, it's okay.
If you need to be carried, just ask. I'm sure either Chris or I could carry you. Or Juby.
I'm not asking Juby to carry me.
At this point, Firefly will come up behind Victoria.
Oh my god, sweet boy. I'm gonna place Mochi on Firefly's head and jump onto Firefly.
Oh wait, so are we running?
Can you?
No, we're not running. We're good.
Oh.
Okay.
No fun.
Aw, Firefly, you don't want other people to carry me. That's so silly. Forward! Right, Mochi, forward.
Yes.
Forward!
Yes. So you all will travel with Mochi as Mochi expertly tracks the scent of Ophelia. Leading you outside the mayor's house.
Juby!
Hey, the guard said they weren't there.
Mochi doesn't, like, go anywhere else?
It goes in through the front gate.
And doesn't come back out?
No.
Hey, okay. Guard, did you lie?
The guard looks you. What do you mean?
I'm gonna hop off. Put Mochi on my shoulder. Our officer went in that place, and she has not come out. So, you either lied, or you're not doing your job well enough to know something happened.
Or she went in before I got here, and they decided not to tell me.
In which case, that's kind of shitty of them.
Yeah, honestly.
But, her scent does not come out of this home. We're going in.
Yes, and what are you using to track the scent? The bunny?
Yeah.
You got something to say about my bunny?
It's an attack rabbit.
You got something to say about a rabbit given to me by Hecate herself?
No,
don't.
Victoria, please, I'm begging you, please.
At that point, like the midget of Hecate, he does kind of straighten his back. Alright, but I still can't let you in.
Okay, can you go, like, ask?
No, hold on. Hold your not foxes. I gotta look something up real quick, 1 second.
Waiting? They were waiting?
Hold on. I wrote down what we are.
That's wrong.
Second moon.
Yeah, that's second moon.
Oh my god. I think it's similar to that, or it's exactly that. But I want to find it just to be certain. Hate Slingshot because of racism. Sergeants.
That's wild. I wonder who is racist.
Yeah.
Couldn't be crazy. Any of the
NPCs. Did I not write it down?
Somewhere.
Oh, we are... You are saying no to Hecate's second moon? I don't believe you outrank me, soldier.
Plus, she's Lady Christina Alistarology.
Good enough!
yes. What are the second moons?
Sir, just...
We are the right-hand squad of the queen herself.
I see. Do you have proof of this?
Sir.
I'm sorry, but without any proof of identity... Did you? Is it in your inventory?
Hold on.
Without
this
any proof
sucks
of identification, you don't look like soldiers to me.
Oh, sir. Wait, yeah, we are wearing the outfits, huh?
Sir, wait.
Nom put her armor back on.
No. Yeah, but that's only you. That's only you, Nom.
Yeah.
It's only you.
Hold on, I have my medallion here. Hold on. This!
Hold on. Hey. Guard. Listen. I'm sorry. I know this is really weird and awkward for you right now. Just, hey. All I can do is give you my word that we're not trying to punk you or prank you, man. We're genuinely just trying to do the right thing here. Hmm? Can you just
give us a chance? No, you can go.
And just look. Thanks.
Yeah, no, your bee friend over there showed the amulet.
Oh, thank God.
The queen gave me a sword. It's back in my room, but I can bring it back later.
No, we're good. Just.
The sword would probably help if it does it have like an insignia on it?
I don't know. It's gold.
Good
enough. I'm gonna march past him.
Yes. Enjoy your stay at the Queen's. I mean, Mayor's Manor.
Yep. Thanks.
too.
I forgot, what's the sword called?
Yes, the sword is kind of like gold, purple, and silver with the queen's like family crest on the hilt.
You see that bullshit, Chris?
This is why I keep my medallion.
Oh my god, I didn't change into my uniform. No, oh shit.
We're all so fancy.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm not.
Good day, my lady.
I didn't want to ruin my dress and then it already got ruined.
Oh no. Oh well, too late, let's go.
Yep.
We'll be able to clean it later, don't worry.
Ophelia!
Yes. So Mochi will continue to lead you all into the manor. Considering you guys have been let in here, most everyone else kind of gives you a quick glance, sees a group of like 7 to 10 people, and just lets you pass.
Jimmy, do me a favor and kind of like flash behind us the menu amulet so it's not as weird.
Yeah, okay. I'm just gonna do exactly that.
Yeah. And you all are left to your devices as Mochi leads you into the manor.
We're just going straight to meet with the mayor, correct?
Ophelia.
Just meet with the mayor and Ophelia, because I'm assuming they're still meeting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we gotta report what happened.
Yes, let's not just barge in, though. Let's knock on the room they're in.
Sure.
Right. Actually, at this point, Mochi will kind of stop at the bottom of a set of stairs in the mayor's manor. The mayor's manor itself, not dirty, but in a state of disrepair. Kind of in areas the floor is sinking into the bogs. The wood seems old, untreated, like it's still moldy in some parts. Mochi will kind of stop everyone at the bottom of the stairs. At this point, the scent splits off into two directions.
Two directions?
Yes, one goes upstairs, one seems to continue on to the back of the house.
Do we want to go in the back of the house first?
It smells like Ophelia might have crossed through here multiple times.
Okay.
However, I will say I smell the scent of a creature heading to the back of the house with Ophelia in that scent trail.
I'm very curious. Let's go to the back.
Something that smells like Lingshan.
Oh, we're going to the back of the house.
Back of the house.
Yep.
And they want to know where you want
to go. Yeah, you go to the back of the house. Mochi continues to lead you. Mochi very quickly leads you through the kitchen, out the back door, past the pile of trash, and begins to lead you out of the back of the house into the forest.
Oh.
And as Mochi leads you to the edge of this forest swampy area, Mochi just stops. Ophelia and the feline creature are that way.
That way? Wait, why am I replying?
Yeah, you can't hear.
That way?
That way.
That way? Okay. Are they still moving?
Are they still moving, honey?
I can't tell that from a scent trail.
Okay.
Juby's already walking.
She don't know.
Juby, do you want to get a hut? Oh, no. You're too loud.
Bell here.
Should I get a hut?
For sneaking.
Sure.
I mean, yeah.
Do we want to? So we're just walking up there.
Do we want to go under this, like, with the perception that they're just going out there for a nice little private talk, or that something happened to our commander?
I would like to mention, at this point, it is starting to get closer to daytime.
I'm taking a risk.
Ew.
I don't like that she isn't back yet. We're going.
Honestly, yeah, that body's gonna begin to stink, so we best go find her now.
Let's just meet up with him. Let's just go over, let's check him out, and fuck it. See what happens.
So we're going into woods?
Yep.
You begin to walk your way into the woods. I know I said woods, but it's more sparse woods, swampy area.
Wetlands.
Yeah, wet.
I would like to fly.
Thank you. Yes.
Get a height.
Would you like to explain to everyone what your wings look like, actually? Since I believe these are the first time you're using them.
No, they have seen them before. She used them before.
Yeah, describe them anyway.
But, however, they're not their mixed colored shapes that they would be. She's disguising them as being a smartass being bee wings.
So the issue with that, if you were to replicate his bee wings, they would be the same level of loudness.
Oh, okay, well. Maybe butterfly wings.
Yeah. you sprout a nice pair of butterfly wings, fly silently over the forest.
And just keeping an eye out. She stays close to the party because she can't get that. She's not that much faster when flying, but it's just to get a height.
Yes, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Ten.
There is nothing special you can see from being up high.
I'll still do it as we walk.
Yep, you continue to fly, continue looking. Not seeing anything in your eyes, Mochi, Firefly, and Victoria still leading the front. As you all continue to walk. And as you continue to walk, in the distance you slowly start to see and feel the sun begin to rise.
Alright, everybody get close. Everybody... I'll land or something. Hold on.
Land down.
Yep.
And I'll do a... I'll use an IC Inspiration charge to kind of push the...
Okay.
Basically use the sunblock.
Got it. So, yep. You use your IC Inspiration to begin sunblocking the party. And you, I'm assuming after this, everyone continues on.
Yeah,
as the icy sensation will kind of spread over everyone in the party.
Oh. That's kind of nice.
How much further do we got?
Mochi?
I'm afraid that's not something I know.
I mean, it's not like getting stronger or nothing, or...
I mean, it's been mostly the same strength as we continue on.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know, Chris. I wish I could tell you.
Got it.
Yes. The sun starts to rise. Again, it would usually be burning you, but the sunblock's effect covering you, making you not immune to it, but slightly less uncomfortable from the sun's heating rays. Most of you have to avert your eyes, though, as even kind of looking anywhere except for the ground will start to burn your eyes.
Find cover.
But yes. You all.
This is not right.
Continue walking. And continue to walk.
What the fuck is Ophelia?
You walk for 3 hours.
Ophelia!
You walk for 3 hours. Until finally, in front of you, Haskell will kind of call this out first. Everyone, shack front.
All right. Thank God.
Thank the goddess. Oh my goodness. Pick up the pace, y'all. Starborn are not good in the sun.
Yeah, so you all begin to pick up the pace, heading for this kind of ramshackled shack in the middle of a swamp. As you are beginning to approach it, what would you all like to do?
Let's be cautious. I don't know if we're going to be able to sneak. But
who's going to expect us in the day? Got the element of surprise.
I got my staff ready.
Yep, yeah, I got my weapons.
Alright.
So we're trying. Chris is going to just slowly start to approach. He'll crouch now. We are stealthing, correct?
At least a little bit.
Let's try. Sure. Mr. Crash down. Try to stay away from the windows as he approaches the door.
Did we just get to follow Chris?
He stumbles and screams, "Fuck!"
Oh.
Yeah. At that, you hear someone just yell. Someone out front. Get the weapons.
No, nobody's out here.
Hail the Raven Queen!
I
like that one. Noam!
Persuasion check.
Oh.
Persuasion check, Noam.
Hold on. Persuasion. I can't find it.
It's 18.
Yeah, Noam.
Damn!
Noam, it, like, enters your body like you are possessed as you stand up, scream, "Hail the Raven Queen." Let out a couple kind of chirps and clicks. And at that, they kind of open the door, peek out, look.
Noam will make her whole form appear.
Oh, you are somewhat undisguising?
Yeah.
Oh, you're butt ugly. You must be with the Raven Queen.
Motherfucker, I'm gonna fucking kill.
What do you need? He's kind
I'm
of still
acquire,
looking around.
I'm here to acquire Ophelia. Hey, I'm commanding officer. She's needed.
Ophelia.
Been mistakenly grabbed.
Who's Ophelia?
She would be a Starborn grabbed from the mayor's house.
We don't know about no Starborn.
Is she a Starborn?
We got
she
a...
is, but she's a werewolf during the night. They just go quiet.
Did you say that to them, Victoria, or...?
No, I would say that to Noam.
Okay.
Just, like, quietly, she's a wolf during the night.
Noam wouldn't say anything.
Yeah, we don't have any Starborn here. Did you call for the...
Somebody grabbed from the mayor, then.
Are you talking about that wolf lady?
Yes. Ophelia.
Yeah. Oh, she's already been shipped off.
She what?
I need her.
We got some of
she's
her gear, though, if you want it. She had a pretty looking sword.
Kill her.
Yes, we'll take her gear back.
What do you mean take it back?
We're gonna take her gear back.
Back where?
That's not in your pay grade.
I'm the second in command of this operation.
Where is this guy currently?
Yeah.
He's like.
I'm coming from different.
He's standing like outside the door. Not outside the door. Inside the door, kind of like poking his head out.
Okay. Seeing the conversation starting to fall suit, and the fact that, you know, Victoria did mention to kill him, so, you know, I'd like to rage grab the man out from under the door and just fling him onto the ground.
Athletics or acrobatics check?
Yep.
Yeah, he's not expecting it, so you just kind of reach over, grab him by the collar of his shirt, throw him out. Now what's that for?
Seeing this, can I follow up with an attack with the staff?
Okay.
I just swing down onto his head.
Yeah, go ahead and make an attack roll.
Don't kill him!
Holy shit!
Okay,
there's another
one! Barry, as you begin to swing your staff. Alright, you didn't say non-lethal. He's going to die. As you begin to swing your staff down on his head, sickening crack just splits it open.
Help me! You're supposed to keep him the fuck alive! He was
the other. Shit, you're right! Fuck!
You hear a door slam open, and you hear this heavy breathing and screaming.
Hey, he's alive! Get him!
Fuck the warrior and claim.
Remember, everyone, non-lethal, we need answers.
Right. Right.
Yeah. You begin to chase him down.
Can I use my thing and a wisdom saving throw for him?
If I knew what that thing was.
Hold on, I'm trying to click it. I want to anticipate him. He has got to beat a 14.
Got it. He will all of a sudden stop moving. His skin kind of going slightly grayish.
Is this it?
Run over to him and tie him up.
Sick. While Noam does that, I would like to rush in to see where the rest of Ophelia's gear is.
Yeah, you find Ophelia's gear. You find no one else. Inside the shack, you see what looks to be some sort of still. You find a lot of kind of these dried herbs and fresh herbs hanging. And you find a still for making alcohol. Next to the still, you do find a just kind of crate stuffed full of Ophelia's gear.
Okay, we're gonna keep that. For obvious reasons. Anyway, so that guy's not tied up.
He's tied up. New turn, so he gets to... Still failed. Okay.
Oh. Can you drag him in here so we don't have to stand in the sun?
Yep, I will hoist him over my shoulder. And carry him in.
Yep, pick him up quite easily, move him in.
Gonna walk in.
Can he talk like this?
No, but it only lasts about a minute.
Hi.
No, he can... He can speak.
He can talk like this?
He's charmed, yeah.
Yeah, he's not a statue. His Oh, nope, sorry, he is incapacitated.
Ah, okay, okay.
Alright, well, we have this minute. Do we want to know, do we want to think about what we're going to say to this guy?
Where are they shipping? Yes, yeah. What's the shipping destination?
Where are they shipping? Where does he want his remains to be sent to?
And what do they brew here?
Sure. How's this?
Probably poisons.
Who shipped off Ophelia is a good question I think we should ask.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good point. Who and where?
Yes. Who, where? Well, we could say, he did just say it was shipped off. But let's
we could ask why, because that's a bold move to take a someone like Ophelia.
Yeah, it's like an officer.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. You're gonna find out why that's a bad move.
We should also find out if it was the mayor that's involved, because at this point, my sus on her is looking coming up golden.
I told you guys!
Oh my god, I never saw her aura! Shoot!
You really should do that more.
I just got that ability, Juby.
Make a habit.
I can only do it like once or twice a day.
Maybe do it on like meetings, whenever you hold meetings. I think that'd be good.
That's real good. Smart.
Whenever we meet new people.
Yeah, yeah.
Important we need new people all the time. Yeah, important people.
I'm gonna go drag that body in, hold on.
I did. Oh, the body.
Yeah.
The dead one.
Gonna just drag it in, close the door. Ugh, I hate the sun.
Yeah, I really don't like the sun. Not gonna lie, Ophelia must be having a bad time. I think there is some people that live in it.
Yeah, like those raiders?
Yeah, there's a whole nation of people who live in the sun.
You remember, like, those guys that attacked us on the ship?
Nah, I was, seeing green then.
No, it was amazing. You should have been there.
Okay. At this point, I'll say a minute has passed, and the man begins to unsolidify.
Hey, welcome back!
He'll kind of, like, look you all in the eyes.
I'm gonna do my best to stand still and look menacing.
So, you uncomfortable? Is everything to your liking?
He's not saying anything.
Chris, smack him.
I think it's in your best interest to speak, because I am the least violent one here, and I'm about to ask for your death.
Okay.
Can I do it?
I'm waiting for the questions.
Okay. Where did you send the wolf woman? Where is she being shipped to?
Oh, yes. So she's being shipped up. And as he's about to speak, you watch as his body becomes sallow, his skin becomes graying. You watch as the moisture begins to be sucked out of his body. And the man turns into a zombie.
Oh, are you kidding me?
You leave them alive and
they still die?
I'm gonna check his hands.
Nom, do you know what this is?
Do I know what this is?
You would have known because you've seen people die from it before. It is the Raven Queen's curse.
I should explain it.
Basically, it will kill you and drain your life force if you break a certain set of rules. What those rules are different for everybody.
I will check his body.
So, yeah. What just happened to him?
He died. He broke the rules.
What?
The rules?
Every follower of the Raven Queen has a set of rules put onto them. I can't remember my rules.
That's not right.
You never had rules. You never had rules because you weren't seen as that important yet.
Okay. I never had rules. everyone important gets a set of rules put onto them, and if they break those rules, they become zombies.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah, I'm like, look at him. I'm just gonna like poke his head.
Alright. I'll post up on his, and like force his head up and start searching his pockets.
Here, like Chris, I'm just gonna like hold the head up for you. It just need both arms.
Yep. I'm just gonna search him.
Yeah. You find he has probably 10 gold on him. He has a... Yes. He has a flyer on him. And that's about it. Except for probably some bottles of alcohol.
Sure. With the flyer, who is it of? Or what does the flyer say?
The flyer...
The Circus of Values!
...is about the Circus of Values!
I swear to God.
Circus. Circus.
Hey, wait. Why does he have this?
Oh my goodness.
Maybe he's a civilian in the town and he really wants to go to the circus. Maybe, or the circus is shady.
Or maybe he's working with the circus and shipped Ophelia there.
Yeah!
Oh my goodness,
we're going to the circus!
Where did that poster say that the place was going to be next?
Like oh, the town shit. Over. Like next door.
It was, oh my god, literally the only fucking thing we have is circus.
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 It's like, hold on, give me the map real quick. It's Alzia.
Huh?
That's a long way.
How long has Ophelia been gone?
But they still could be traveling with her there.
It's only been like, what, a day? Night? Mm. Like, we saw her, like, before we left, right? To the inn?
We saw her.
Casino?
We saw her this... dusk! We saw her this twilight!
You could say this morning. It's still morning.
We saw her this morning!
Oh, we gotta go. What are they gonna do? Turn into a crow? It's Wolfbilly, not Crowbilly. That still has a ring to it.
My only problem is traveling during the day is... It's not good for any of us.
Well, it's either that or something will happen to our commander and...
And we need rest.
Right.
Should we just stay here until morning?
Stay here until morning. And book it, I guess.
Man, why does the sun have to curse us?
Well, you know.
Hey man, what are the prolonged downsides of sun exposure?
Death.
Okay, good to know.
Blindness, death. People will get weird growths on their skins.
Cancer?
You don't know. You don't know it's cancer, but from out of character, yes, cancer.
Cancer doesn't exist. Okay.
Oh, I see.
I'm gonna discover cancer, guys.
Oh my god.
They've invented
a distant
cancer?
Relative of Dr. Cray.
Chris is gonna raise his hand. And,
yeah.
Like, I could still see if we wanted to push and travel. I wouldn't know where we would stay. But basically, I can make my constructs for an hour each, or 5 hours each day, per construct.
But with all of us, that's...
No, but it's one. If we all hold hands, I can push it far enough so that it hits everybody.
Okay.
And how long do you think we can get with just that? Will we make it tonight?
I can get 10 hours.
I think, I think that can make it tonight, just barely.
We can get 5 hours of travel before I have to reapply.
Okay.
I think we can do that.
When do your charges reset?
Start of the day, so he waits a second. I'm good.
Okay, do we want to get our stuff from the room first?
That's 3 hours back.
What do we even leave there? Also, I'm leaving this dead body here.
I left my sword cool. there.
God.
And like, you know, my bag. We were going out. How long do we have that room rented out for?
I think a week.
A week? Yeah, we could leave it in our month.
Sure. I left the body there, though.
No, the I body. Brought it.
Oh shit, my armor's back there.
Okay, I think we do have to go back then.
Alright, that's fine. Where's okay, the next town? How far away is
that? That's a waste of time, though.
Do you want me to,
we're
like...
We're 3 hours out of town.
I can get past, like, any of the troubles by just flying over there. I can grab our things.
Sure.
I can meet you guys at a designated spot, I don't know. Make it obvious. Down the main road?
Sure.
Victoria.
Yeah?
How distressed are you?
What does that mean? How what are you asking me?
How distressed are you?
Something to ask.
Extremely.
Worst you've ever been?
Around there.
I need a yes or no.
Yes.
Got it. Victoria.
Yeah.
As you begin to sit there, you do in fact feel a little bit of tingling sensation on your back.
Oh. I'm out of the sun. What the hell?
And you begin to feel it what? Spreading around your body.
The
rest of you, begin to see this white glow of light coming out of Victoria's
cancer?
Back.
My fucking God.
Does cancer glow in the dark?
I don't know how it works.
What kind of cancer do you have? We don't know what this world's cancer looks like when it manifests.
Exactly.
Okay, back to it.
Back to it.
So.
Oh, okay. That feels weird, but good. No, it's weird again.
And it will continue to go until Victoria. The light dies down. And you simply hear one thing in your head. Dragon Tamer.
Are you a zombie now?
What the hell?
She doesn't look like a zombie.
Yeah.
She's gone insane. Absolutely. Yeah, somebody knock her out.
She's chill probably out. Still drunk.
Chris! Yep. Look at my back!
I'm looking. What am I looking for?
I don't know what it feels like, but...
Is there anything on Victoria's back?
Yes. There is, in fact, a bundle of stars in the shape of a dragon's claw.
There... That wasn't there before. I think. I wouldn't know, but like it probably was not there earlier.
What is it?
It's another constellation. It's like a dragon's claw.
Is it moving?
No, it is not. It is still.
No. Why would it be moving?
No, like their body, like you know, the celestial things within their body moves like every like slowly.
I'm just gonna start jumping up and down. Oh my god, it's... Now?
What's going on?
Is that bad? Are you diseased?
Hey, right now?
Yeah?
Mochi will begin to walk outside of the tent. Outside of the shack.
Hey! No! I'm following.
You follow Mochi outside of the shack. And you kind of... Everyone turns to see Mochi staring at you all. In the sunlight, no sunblock, you can see a little bit of singe on the fur as Mochi, in fact, begins to transform.
What?
As Mochi begins to kind of shift and stretch, her body stretching out into these four long limbs, just pure as night, the same white stars as Victoria on its body. Its head large and draconic, large teeth, two giant black wings, as dark as the night sky. As Mochi,
is that a dragon?
Bows to Victoria.
Mochi!
Is this normal?
And Mochi will say common to everyone, Lady Hecate has decided it's time I can stop the lie.
What the fuck?
The lie?
Huh?
The lie?
I am your familiar. The... what is it? Descendant of the dragon first tamed by your family. Now shall we go save your friend?
Help me, goddess, help me. Oh my goddess. Hold on. May I have one moment? I'm gonna walk over to the cabin again. I'm gonna punch the wall.
Ah.
Oh, okay, I felt it. This isn't a dream.
What the fuck?
I got a constellation.
Like the one that
a skull has,
I thought you were just a witch.
Bitch.
What?
She's a starborn.
Oh, goddess.
Congrats.
Thank you.
Mochi will look to you. Time is of the essence.
I'm coming.
Time is of the essence. Okay. Can we all? Like, how do we? Do you help? How big is?
I can carry the new familiar of you.
Okay. Who wants to come?
I can fly alongside.
Wait, where are we going?
Where would you like to go?
Azia.
To Ophelia. Can you still track her scent?
Wait. You can still track her scent, of course.
Mochi, I might need you to put up with me for a second.
Does Mochi need the ass in the sun? I don't know.
It doesn't look like it, but my request was going to be I make a little... Well, if I... Oop. Basically, if I fasten a harness here, I basically create an icy construct that wraps around your talons, and I'd call this an ankle. I don't know dragon anatomy. And basically I let it dangle out for a second. Maybe I could use that as a little spot to carry more people. Would that be okay?
No, it would not be okay.
Okay.
It will affect my maximum speed. I'm afraid I'm not used to this form as I've been living my whole life. As a bunny.
Sure.
Alright. Is that my fault?
It was a decision me and Hecate made when we were born.
Wait?
When you were... Are you and Hecate the same age?
No, when me and you were born.
Okay.
I was born at the same time.
Oh!
Twins!
Oh my goodness! We're birthday twins!
Yes. Now I have time for stories, or I have time to fly.
Okay. Who's coming? Noam. And?
Yes.
Who else wants to come?
Sure, let's go.
Chris,
just to confirm, I forgot your name already. Where is,
Ochi?
Is it in the direction of Ozzy? Where is...
Continue
I need to
follow
go grab
the
some
road
stuff.
To... Continue to follow the road to Ozia. We shall be back.
Okay.
Shortly.
I will be right behind you guys. I gotta go get the stuff that we left behind.
Oh, I think we're the ones going to get the stuff. You guys just start heading towards Ozia.
No, from what was
the
talking,
opposite?
Yeah, it seems like it was probably the opposite.
Okay.
Okay, don't burn! And Juby's gonna start running and flying.
Yes. At that point...
I'm just gonna hop on to Mochi.
Yes. The three Jump people on. Hopped on Mochi. Mochi will begin to take a running start before leaping into the air, the wings unfurling. You can see this almost shimmer of the starshine as the wings kind of mimic at night on the day sky.
We shall be safe!
They should be alright. They got Haskell and Willow and Asfargo with them.
They do. Let's go save my best friend.
But yes, Mochi will fly. And at this point, would you like to speak to Mochi?
So we're birthday twins?
Yes.
Cool. So you're also... How old am I? Hold on. You're also 21?
Yes, that is why I am of a smaller size.
You are 21.
Chris.
Sorry.
Hecate wished for me to hide my form from you.
That makes sense. I'd freak the fuck out. Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I'd freak the heck out.
But I decided it was time to save your friend, at least.
Hey!
Oh, wait, no.
Now I got a constellation and a dragon? Are you my constellation?
Anyway.
Okay, cool. That's so wild. Oh my goodness. We have so much to catch up on. You slipped on my face.
Yes, I'm afraid in this form I would have killed you if I had done it.
Yeah.
Although I have not yet reached my fully grown size.
You're gonna get bigger! This is the best day of my life.
Yes. Over the course of the next 500 years, I should grow bigger.
500? Oh. I'm not gonna live that long. Oh.
That is fine. Your children will be there to take care of me.
Yeah, you're right. But I'll always be your favorite. Say it.
I am afraid you are one of the only people I have known since I was born, so yes, you are my favorite.
Yes! Win.
And Christopher!
Oh no.
How are you feeling about this whole situation?
He's definitely not let go. He hasn't let go this entire time. And he's definitely gripping on for dear life. But he's trying to mask it and look cool. I'd like to roll deception now to see if it's kicked in yet.
Wait, please tell me he's like bracing himself and like has like a stern look. But like if you look, he has like a very tight grip.
Oh yeah. Like white of knuckles. 7.
Oh my god.
He started screaming. He thought he was falling. He wasn't. He goes back to his stern face.
Yeah. Are we good back there?
Yeah. Splendid time. Great time, actually.
This is simultaneously one of the best and worst days of my life. I cannot come back there and hold your hand. Just hold on.
I'm fine.
No, how are you doing?
Good. A bit weird, but yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you already knew how to fly. I'm sure you're fine.
Airships are more stable!
I've never been on one. I like this bread, probably.
Probably! Please stop dipping!
Please stop dipping!
So, Juby.
Yeah.
You continue on, flying back to the town. It is only a 3-hour flight back to town. which is perfect for you. You make your way back into the inn. Begin to make your way back upstairs. The body was not left in the inn, right?
It was. They were positioned as if they were sleeping.
No. I'm asking Christopher, because Christopher said he picked him up.
Yes. From my understanding, we positioned, like, I was still carrying him. My whole goal was to introduce him to Ophelia and the mayor so that he can be identified, or at least maybe the worker uniform or something. Use that as the lead. That was the point of, Chris carrying him. It was not just... Tokyo Ghoul reference.
Yes. But Juby, as you walk into the inn is surprisingly quiet. It seems to have cleared out to midday.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, midday. It would have been quiet because it's daytime. Sorry. But it is still quiet. There doesn't seem to be many people around. Anyone who is seems to almost be passed out drunk at the bar. The bartender is nowhere to be seen, though.
Alright, not gonna budge. You're gonna run upstairs to our room where everyone's stuff is.
As you kind of burst into the room where your stuff is, you are met face to face with the mayor holding your sword and the bartender just sitting there looking at you.
Hey!
The mayor kind of looks over. I thought you said they had left. Well,
they did
leave, but he's back.
Yeah,
the mayor will kind of turn to look to you and begin unsheathing the sword you were given, Juby.
Hey, come on, that's limited edition, that's a collector's, that's one of a kind, it's probably not actually. So you are with them.
In a way,
I saw that a mile away. They called me crazy. Like, no, you can't go suspecting everyone. Ophelia, like, oh, like coming at the mayor. That's, and I'm like, well, you never can trust anyone. And look, you have my sword. You're pointing it at me. You took Ophelia, and he did it. And you stole my crocodile, you fucker.
That's the thing he's actually mad about.
The mayor will look to you, Juby. I am sure you have questions at this point.
Mm-hmm. Are we doing this or not?
Honestly, no.
No?
You bore me.
What do you mean, no? Can you at least hand me my sword and the arm and everything?
You can take everything else. I want
the sword. What about the sword? No, I want the sword.
Then take it.
Lightning lure of the sword, Matt.
Let's see, you are attacking the sword itself, but I will have her save. What type of save is it? Strength.
For the strength, they have to be a save DC of 12.
You, in fact, do get your sword back.
Woo! You should have just handed it over earlier. Earlier. Meh.
Word, Todd.
Yeah. At this point, she does look a little mad that you got the sword. But she's not moving in any aggressive action.
B, got your tongue?
So... are you going to go save Ophelia, or are you going to stay here?
I mean, if you're offering, I don't mind, but actually, I do mind. I gotta go get my commander. And just as he says, as he's like walking behind, like past her, grabbing his stuff, and like getting Victoria's back in his bag. But taking off his fancy clothes. No, I mean, like, seriously, like, things aren't going well. Like, you took Ophelia, we went over there, we killed a bunch of people, we killed another person. I don't know if you knew him, he looked kind of like an average white guy. The difference is, he has a hole in his neck.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. One of your operatives over in the casino, he's dead.
Not my operatives.
Oh, not your operatives. Okay, then he said that he's like, you know, attaching his sword to the backpack and like shaking over his shoulder. Yeah, I don't know who you work with. I don't know what you're doing. I got better things to do. Fuck you again, by the way. He looks to the innkeeper. Well, I don't know, dish out justice, you know. Yeah, but for now, we got better things to do. So he just closes the door and he walks away.
Yeah, she has not made any aggressive moves and is just letting you leave.
He chaos bolts the door, by the way. He just wants to damage it.
Who let this guy in? Who invited this guy?
I say with a chaos bolt, that completely destroys it.
And then he just walks away. As he exits the front door, can he kick the hinge off?
Give me a strength check.
You 10, just, 20.
You kick the door off.
Mm-hmm. And then after that, are there any patrons in the middle of the lobby?
All of the ones that are there are dead asleep.
Okay, he doesn't do anything then. He just leaves. Perfect. Starts flying and he starts heading down the main road. Man, that sucked.
All right, what are some other people up to now?
You did that one on purpose!
In that
poor
case,
Chris.
In that case, I think it is sadly a little early, but I think it is time to call tonight's session. However, we will of course pick this back up next week.
Acheron Memories on the Didactic Studios, everyone. Have a dummy session. Fuck in there.
We all called it. The racist was evil and we called it.
Yeah, fuck that bitch.
Fuck that bitch.
I didn't like her from the beginning.
Yeah.
None of us did.
Yeah.
Okay, but like that poor casino guy. And we're terrible at taking hostages.
We are not good at it at all.
Yeah, it's like we have a 0% survival rate if you're taken hostage by a
Yeah, really.
First guy gets stabbed in the neck because of his own competence.
We've got to be bad at something, so I guess it's taking hostages.
A second, I got a bit too excited.
We're bad at a lot of other stuff. But
that like equivalent of like a magic cyanide pill.
I am heading to bed. Yo, oh, have a beautiful
night. Victoria got a constellation.
Oh my god, good night. I got a constellation.
Let's go. All right. Thank you all for listening. Thank you all for tuning in. We will hopefully be back to you next week. Scheduling.
We will be back.
We will be back.
We miss you and we love you so much, everybody.
Except you, James.
Why would you call it James like that?